As students in Illinois return to school, IPM News is resharing a series of education series from the series stories from the summer. They show how schools in Illinois discipline black students at a much higher rate than white students. Earlier this week, we talked about a Rockford Middle School with the state's highest suspension rate for black students. The school with the second highest suspension rate is Lamphere High School in Springfield Public Schools. IPM's Emily Hayes takes us there.
You're correct as well.
A dozen Lamphere High School students are going head-to-head in a Black History Quiz Bowl against teams from Springfield's other two high schools. The team is excited to compete. But after an hour, students from one of the other teams notice a middle schooler in the audience seems to be mouthing the answers to the Lamphere competitors.
File a formal complaint of cheating.
The moderator asks the student to move to the back of the room.
I would ask this gentleman to move himself so far back there to the back of the room.
A principal later comes to get the possible cheater, and the energy among the other students deflates. It's a situation teachers and administrators are facing across the country, students ignoring classroom rules or disrupting the rest of the class. Marvin E. Miller has driven buses for the district for 8 years. He says students came back from the COVID-19 pandemic a little wilder and less willing to listen to authority.
A little easier to throw out cuss words and threaten and bully and just all that stuff, you know. Spit on the floor, you know, throw the trash all over the floor.
Trash he has to clean up.
There's a lack of discipline. There's a lack of respect.
He wants most students to have a good experience and would like to kick out the problem ones. His grandson says he is having a good experience at Lamphere. Keon Horton is a rising junior.
There's a lot of nice people here, a lot of nice teachers. You can go out in the hallway and hold a nice conversation with anybody.
He says one negative is that when others misbehave, it affects everyone. But as the school year wrapped up, he noticed students were getting more suspensions for 5 to 10 days out of school.
The out-school suspensions, I would definitely change those because they're starting to hand those out a little bit more frequently for sometimes just real small problems. I would change that.
He says some of the offenses were cursing or being late to class. Nationwide, black students are removed from their classrooms more often than others. Data from the Department of Education shows black boys only made up 9% of the preschool population, but received 30% of the total out-of-school suspensions. And at Lamphere, there were only 500 black students in the most recent year of data, but they received almost four times that number of in- and out-of-school suspensions. Advocates in Springfield have worried for decades about how black students are being treated in the school district. The district was ordered to desegregate in 1976, and it agreed to have its progress monitored by an outside organization under a consent decree. The Springfield NAACP branch has taken on that responsibility.
I never had a black teacher growing up, but my children did.
Candace D. Trees is one of the group's vice presidents. She says the decree requires the district to hire minority staff relative to its student population. Trees says the NAACP has a good relationship with District 186, and there's been progress over the years. Springfield's next superintendent will be African American. But many of the black teachers hired are now retiring.
Our kids have to see people that look like them. It's just really, really important.
She says that could help with Lamphere High School's high discipline rates, with the hope that black teachers would be more likely to recognize a student sleeping as a call for help instead of a cause for suspensions.
Are you affirming their existence, or do you have presupposed dispositions towards children?
John A. Williams III is a professor in the education department at Texas A&M University. He researches inequitable discipline outcomes for black students. He says hiring more black teachers is one of many ingredients to improve discipline outcomes for black students, but it's not a solution by itself.
It's how we treat the kids, but it's also what are we feeding them from an educational standpoint? Do they see themselves in the curriculum?
Other solutions include having policies that allow for flexibility from teachers and staff, and administrators who support growing kids instead of punishing them. Lamphere High School's former principal said she was that kind of administrator.
I love all kids, and I'm here from everyone. And every single student, whether they've been suspended or not, they know I love them.
Alicia Miller says the school's discipline rates have been improving and thinks new training on restorative practices is one reason why.
You want to get people to reflect on how your actions, impacted the victim, And you focus on the deed, not the doer.
Miller retired as principal this past summer, but she says the rest of the administration still have their restorative training. The school has also worked with the state to improve graduation rates. Lamphere added a new focus on college readiness, which she says has helped students get engaged instead of acting out. That kind of engagement is one of the goals of the annual Black History Quiz Bowl. Retired social worker Robert Blackwell was this year's moderator. He was excited about how many Black students participated.
When the young folks were introducing themselves, they had so many profound reasons for which this was important to them.
Blackwell says he thinks teachers sometimes see lively student behavior as misbehavior, and they should give them the benefit of the doubt when they're not trying to harm anyone. I'm Emily Hayes with IPM News.